Hello and welcome back to Module 3 of our course on enabling Samsung Knox via Microsoft Intune. We're going to be taking a look at Samsung Knox in this module, and obviously Anthony's going to be doing the bulk of the work because he has a wealth of experience with the Samsung platform. Anthony, just to start us off, we'll just cover the agenda, but then take us through why the Samsung Knox platform is needed and what the challenge is with Android.
So, quickly on the agenda, we're obviously enabling, so we're talking about Samsung Knox specifically. So why is the Knox platform or Knox offering needed, right? Android is a very open platform. Mm-hmm. OEMs get to do what they want with it, a lot of customization capabilities made available. That also poses as a challenge in terms of security. How do we secure this customizable OS to allow for communication to backend databases securely? A lot of people like this type of platform because of the fact that the customization capabilities made available. And so in that type of form factor, in that OS offering, having open source, you know, it's a challenge. It's how do we secure this? How do we enable only set applications? You know, rooting in Android is a very serious issue today that's trying to be addressed in terms of how do we ensure that we know the device has been rooted? You know, and again, numerous flavors of Android, it becomes a challenge. I think Samsung has done the best in terms of how to thwart this type of behavior on these type of devices and have provided the tools to really secure the Android platform specific for enterprise or business use. So what they've done is they've added on additional instructions on top of the Android platform to further enable the Android stack to become that much more secure. It goes right down to the kernel, and it goes down to the hardware of the device as well. In the fact that they have the TrustZone technology made available on a hardware spec, very similar to the TPM chipset capabilities on Windows devices. They also deploy container type scenarios. You know, there are a plethora of ways right down to a trusted boot. So even if the bootloader on these devices are manipulated or changed, it will lock out the device for utilization if the policy has been set. Now, a lot of the policies are set out of the box because it made sense to do so in terms of if we're going to enable this type of security, you know, obviously you want to do a bootloader lockdown to ensure that these devices are not played with. But there are a lot of additional functionality that's been available above and beyond the Android offering that was discussed at your session with Kevin to further enable that security spec and security capability. They've actually added 1,300 additional APIs to the Android spec, which is tremendous. It equates to 530 plus policies made available above and beyond the Android spec, not to mention the capability for two-factor authentication made available on this platform, which can be invoked through Intune as well. And so in that type of scenario, in that type of capability, now you have the ability to allow for two-factor authentication security access to applications pertaining specifically to your organization to gain access to that data. Also the ability to populate or profile VPN. You know, the biggest challenge that we have right now is end users sometimes are not technically savvy, and to set up a VPN connection or a VPN capability is a huge challenge. So to have that pre-provision for them on their Samsung Knox device, huge advantage, huge headache off of IT in terms of walking somebody through that type of capability.
Yeah, one of the things that I do quite regularly is I interact with all of you guys that follow me on Twitter, and I ask the question, what are the things that you want mobile device management or mobile application management or your enterprise mobility offering to be able to manage? And the top answers that came back were enable access to VPN, Wi-Fi, email, applications, and then secure data, in that order. So VPN's right up there. It's a really important thing. People do get completely confused about all the different settings that they might need to put in place in order to enable VPN, and you end up with these kind of really long and complicated articles on your intranet to help people get set up on a VPN. Whereas all you really need to do, enroll the device into Intune Management, and it'll deploy the VPN settings that you guys have actually configured for your end users.
So really briefly on the enablement of Knox and Intune, which we're actually going to cover in the next module, but just wanted to highlight for you what's actually being enabled for Knox when it's being provisioned through Intune. So the Intune device management solution obviously governs over the Knox platform, and also the availability for the Intune container to be made available onto Knox. What that in essence does is it invokes the container that's available on the Knox platform for use by Intune. The solution allows for workplace join, but it does not have work folder capabilities as of yet, something that will be forthcoming in the future. So what we're quickly going to do is we're actually going to turn on, we have a Galaxy Tab 10.1 right here, and we'll turn it on and actually show you what Knox looks like invoked. So here we go here, starting up. And it's actually going to ask me when it comes up for the trust zone passcode. And that's actually before the device even boots up. So this, in essence, is the hardware spec security made available on this device. So I'm going to go in and type in my super secret password, as you call it.
Mm-hmm. Do you need a super secret password? It's presumably very hard to guess that password.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. So there we go. And now we've got the hardware unlocked. And now it'll actually boot up the OS of the device. Keeping it straight's a challenge.
Yeah.
All right. And she's booting. And there we go. Okay, so now it asks for my password. So I've invoked the password on this device. So let's go in here. Now, what I also wanted to show, same functionality. If I put in the password wrong, I've set it up, and that's a little bit hard to see, but I've set it up so that you can actually invoke, you know, if the device does not have the correct password after 3 attempts, 5 attempts, 7 attempts, whatever your company's decided to, in regards to a policy, it will wipe the device. Mm-hmm. So I'll go back in and put in the correct password.
So what we're actually saying here is that you put a policy in place which is going to enforce encryption, yes, which was that first password.
Yep.
And then you put a PIN policy in place which is going to enforce a PIN or password at that next stage in order to be able to access the device, access the secure container on the device.
Yep. So here it is here. I am now logged into the desktop of the device, and I will load Company Portal. And we'll show you the capabilities.
It's probably going to ask you to re-authenticate into Microsoft Intune at that point.
Yes.
We kind of do that just to make sure that the person who's signing in really is who they say they are. And we can do things like turn on multi-factor authentication. So at this point, they'll get a phone call from Azure to say, hey, are you really signing into a device? Are you actually connecting this device up? Are you logging in as a human being? Very, very helpful to make sure things really work. And we can turn on the ability from that point to then be able to deliver anything like apps through the Company Portal application, which hopefully in a second or so, we're going to start to see the apps appear inside of our Company Portal.
So here's Company Portal here. Now I have to log in with my credentials. So again, super secret password. And this is actually a live implementation that we're going to highlight in the next module that we've done of Intune. This is our startup Intune implementation, which we'll talk about in the next module. So this is actually live. This is not a demo environment, but I've added this to my administrator pool for demoing of this technology. Let's log in here. So I am logging in with the profile that has been set up for me specifically for Intune. So the demo that we're running here is Intune as a standalone, which is great for small, medium-sized business. If you want to see the Intune deployment across System Center Configuration Manager, definitely check out the module that Kevin and yourself did.
Yep, and we've put that into the resources for this course, so you can find access to that really easily. Just go and check out the resources. Go and have a click. You'll also find there the TechNet VLabs, where we've set up some lab environments that you can go use those to connect up to your own Microsoft Intune trial. And from that point, hey, you can enroll your own Samsung Knox device if you want to into that trial and then be able to do everything that we're going to show you in the next module.
So here we're logging in right now into the Company Portal. And here it is here. Oh, and look, it's been provisioned for me to run Microsoft Office on this tablet. So being pushed out through Intune to the device to then be enabled to click on and then install directly from the Google Play Store on this device.
Cool, awesome. So that takes us all the way through. I think that shows you some of the capabilities from an end user point of view. In the next module, we're going to have a look at how we set some of those capabilities up, set up some of the policy in order to enable them. If you want to see any of the policy details, you can take a look at the aka.ms/mva-nox link, and that'll show you some of the policies that we have in place for running the devices. You can also take a look at the previous course that we ran. As I say, it is inside of the content, so totally available to you. And finally, we can wrap up by just saying thank you very much for watching this particular course, and we'll be back with module 4, where we're going to take a look at the policies themselves. Please come back and join us.